This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via the app at participating restaurants, 18 plus rewards registration required, points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. Hey guys, ever so sorry about the delay to the show today. This one is having a new kitchen. My sister's husband has been round doing a bit of plastering. He's going to be doing a bit of plastering, and sensational Stan's been taking you out to look at kitchens.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
So you've made a decision.
You've made a decision, Dave, absolutely.
And so eventually it'll get done. Anyway, as I say, we were going to do it, but there's a lot of drilling, and I didn't think you'd appreciate the drilling. But I haven't seen, you haven't seen Magic Moss come and do a live for a little while, so... I thought it was about time, Dad.
Is that right, Dad?
Yeah, that we had you come and have a little bit of a chat about Wolves.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Well, I'm disappointed in the rigging against Coventry, really, because I think everybody thought we was going to Wembley, but...
Well, I've got to admit,
listen to me.
I'm
everybody
listening.
Thought we was going to Wembley. All the crowd, but the blinking, excuse my language, but the players should have known better. They seemed to have just, I don't know, I think the bottle just gone. We was all thought we was going to Wembley. Then they scored 2 goals in 8 minutes. It's absolutely.
How many minutes?
Was it 9 minutes or 8 minutes?
Dad, they scored 2 goals in basically 3 minutes.
Well, I know, but it was last, after the 90 minutes, was it?
Well, yeah, it was in the added time. So it was in the 97th minute and the 90th minute.
I think everybody thought we was going to Wembley, but the Wolves players should have known better. Anyway, that's my opinion.
Dad, your opinion is what people are here for today. This is Wolves chat. With Magic Moss.
Oh, is that right?
This is why people are here, Dad. They want to hear from your heart.
Well, I thought we were going to Euro, but well, we've had some bit of bad luck with our players. So
what do you mean by that? The injuries?
Injuries and all that sort of thing. I hope they don't sell them all like I'm going to do.
Dad, why would they sell them all?
Well, if anybody comes in for them, they just go.
They don't just go down.
Well, Sam, what's his name? He's been playing in Scotland. What, he's going out, Fabio Savile.
Fabio Savile, Silva.
Silva.
What if he does go? So what?
Well, I mean, so what? Well, I think you need him.
Why do we?
Dad.
How many chances does Fabio Silva need? Wolves. He's had three.
That's true.
I mean, I know we paid 35 million and got rinsed. We ain't going to get that much money back. He's playing in Rangers. Every league he's gone to ain't the Premier League, is it? Yeah, we could have done with him. It would have been good if he was here at the weekend because, like, we had no strikers. But he wasn't getting anywhere near the thing. But, like, so, like, how many chances does Fabio Silva need?
Do you want to keep
Fabio Silva?
Oh, I don't know. I thought he got some about him.
He has got something about him.
We haven't found out what that is yet. And I've always been a bit backed him, but you know.
I don't know whether hang on to see how he goes on.
They have been hanging on to him.
Okay.
They have. He'd been out on multiple loans, come back, didn't make the team, missed one-on-ones. So he's got out on loan, and now people are saying, "Oh, we should have kept him." And it's like, come on.
Okay,
Kalajic went out on loan as well. Okay. But like, you have got five forwards. You take four out of any team, you're going to have a problem, ain't you?
Of course you am.
But we have been unlucky with injuries in the one area. But if we'd have had another one more behind it, it would have helped.
But when we was 2-1 up, David,
yeah,
they should have made sure we kept them 2-1 up. Not give him the ball, they gave him so that he scored two goals in 3 minutes, as you just said. That's absolutely ridiculous. A bloody professional footballers, and that's what I think anyway.
Well, what you think is what people are here for, Dad.
I ain't got the bloody.
They are here. Everyone tell me who's watching this live. They're not here for me. They're not here for me. They're here for you. And by the way, what you've got to say is very important, and they want to listen to your heartfelt feelings. Well, you felt let down by the way they conceded the last.
Yeah, I think everybody was, David. Everybody thought we was going to Wembley, and the Wolves players seemed to think the same. And they just stood there and watched that bloke score a goal, two goals. That's my opinion. I don't know.
Well, everyone's here for your opinion, Dan. Well,
I am manager. I know. I was having a little bit of upset. So the players, but
players were absolutely devastated. The fans,
they should have stopped each other.
Yeah, the fans were heartbroken. I was heartbroken. How much it means to me to go to an FA Cup final with you. You know, and you know how much it
There's
means.
More
to
things
both.
In life than football, David.
There is. Yeah. But like football is like your church, your passion and everything. And, you know, let's face it, Coventry played very well, didn't they?
They did play very well, but we should have been matched them.
We should. And we.
But when we was 1-0 down and we come back and won 2-1, we was winning 2-1 and they go keyed away.
And that's the bit that annoys
that's
you.
That's what annoys you, because I thought everybody thought we was going to Wembley. But the Wolves players should have known better.
They should have known better.
Anyway,
but anyway, we're not going to Wembley. Coventry are going to Wembley. But Joe Gomez might be going to Wembley because he's playing for Brazil. He's in the Brazil squad on Saturday night to play England. So he will get to go to Wembley and he might get to play. But the only Wolves player playing at Wembley this year, probably.
Yes, that's helped. David London don't get rid of him either.
Well, there's been rumours today.
It's ridiculous.
What are the rumours that are ridiculous?
What are the paper talk of saying he's...
That Man United are in for him.
Well, I don't know who's in for him, but they're all in for him, are they? You can't get rid of your best players. How are you going to be a top four?
Well, I don't know how, Dad, because you kept saying we were going to be top
four
this year.
I thought we were top four, but we had...
But, Dad, I told you this all along. We weren't going to make top four this year.
We've done well to where we am. Don't get me wrong.
Don't get you wrong.
But if we'd have kept it all together and they hadn't got the injuries, we'd have got top four, right?
Would we? Would we really?
Well, I was hoping.
Dad,
anyway.
People
oh,
had
well,
to
I
get...
was, well, I was hoping, David, anyway. But, I mean, I was playing well. I was doing well.
Here you go. He says, I bet Moss would have told them straight in the dressing room, bunch of idiots.
Well, they're probably disappointed themselves, David. But, I mean, they should have known better.
They should have known better.
The money they get. And
Barry from Cornwall says he totally agrees with you, Dad.
Yeah.
Wayne's going here for magic. They're all here for magic. Not here for me. They're here for you, Dad. They are here for me. They're here for you.
What do they want to be here for me for?
Because they love you, Dad.
Well, I love them, but I mean, that's life, eh? But more things important than football.
Exactly. Oh, by the way, if you're wondering what that is.
What's what?
That there on the side. That's SofaScore. It's a free app. They support the channel. You help us if you download it.
Yeah.
It's free. And you don't have to register. And it gives you lots of deep dive statistics about football, heat maps and everything. It's absolute no-brainer of a download, really, because it's one of the best apps out there. You can either scan the... There you go. QR code. It's up there. Or the link's in the description below. So make sure you do that. We'll leave that up on the screen. So, Dad, what? Disappointed about the FA Cup.
Yeah.
You said in the instant match reaction straight after the game, you're giving them till you're 90. You said they've got to get you to Wembley to an FA Cup final till you're 90.
I might not live to tomorrow, but it's all...
Dad, you better not be saying things like that.
It's my birthday tomorrow. No, it's Saturday.
It's his birthday on Saturday.
The 23rd of March.
The 23rd, it's, and we're going out for a nice meal. I also want to say a big happy birthday to a good friend of ours, Michael Lever. It's his birthday today as well. It's his birthday today. So let's say after three to Michael, shall we say happy birthday? One, two, three. Happy birthday, Michael. Happy birthday, Michael. Look, and you've got a thumb on your head. How good's that? That's cracking. So I reckon that me and you are absolutely sparkling, Dad. I think so. And I think, you know, me and you should be doing a bit of a disco dance. You ready? Get ready for some disco dancing.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Come on, Dad.
I like it.
You like that, do you, Dad?
I remember when I was a teddy boy.
And I'd say it is Dad's birthday when you were a teddy boy. Yeah. It is Dad's birthday on Saturday, and it's Michael's today. So I'm going to put some happy birthday balloons up for you, Dad. Happy birthday for Dad on Saturday. Good old magic. And he's going to be, how old are you?
You tell him.
87 on Saturday.
Yeah.
God, 87. So, you know,
very, very, very lucky, really. I've got a nice family and I've had a good life.
We've got a question here from Carl, who wants to know, what would you have done if you were the manager of the team?
What do you mean, what I would have done?
What would you have done if you were the manager of the team? If you were the manager, what would you have done?
No, it's just one of them things. I don't know. It's only football, but I mean, I don't know what to say. They just get it together, didn't they?
Absolutely. If you have got any questions for this man right here, Magic Moss, drop them in the chat if you're watching live. And of course, if you're watching on catch up, thanks for joining us. Leave your comments and we'll ask Magic on the next one. Magic. Wolves are, you know, I think we're 10th at the moment.
Yeah.
Do you think we're going to still... Shall we have a look at the table, Dad? Shall we have a look at the table? BBC Sport. Let's go on to BBC Sport. And let's bring up the football. And let's bring up that table. Let's bring up that Premier League table, Dad. And let's put it on the screen for everyone there. Share the screen. Here we go. So this is the screen, Dad.
Where are we?
I'm going to put it on the... There we go. Me and Dad are over there. We're just going to take out the banner out because you can't bloody see us with the banner on. So let's just deal with that. I'll just take that out for a second. There we are, Dad.
We're magic.
We're magic. So this is the table, Dad. As you can see, we are currently actually 9th place with 41 points, 28 games. Same games as Brighton, same games as Newcastle, one less than West Ham, who are on 44 points. Newcastle, a point behind. Chelsea have got a game in hand. They're on 39 points. Fulham are on 38. They're going really well. We beat them. We're 9th, potentially, depending on what could happen, 7th or 8th gets you European football at probably the Conference League. Do you think Wolves will still do that, or do you think
we'll still do it, David? Yeah, if we get some of our players back, we'll be all right.
You still think now? Do you think
why not?
I'm not saying why not. I'm asking you a question, Dad. I'm asking you a question, Dad.
I want to get me the top 10 anyway. I was saying the top four, wasn't I?
I don't know why you were saying that, Dad, but like that was a little bit sky.
It was a bit of sky high, but we might have done.
Yeah, and do you know what?
We beat Tottenham, we beat Man City, we're blinking Chelsea, we beat them all.
And yeah, we lose to Sheffield United. We lose to.
Well, that's what loses them down, eh?
Well, it does that, yeah. But like, you know, you'd have to win every game, like to the end of the season, like we'd to have got top four. That was a bit little ambitious. Maybe next year for that.
Yeah, well, long as we're in the Premiership, that's all.
Now, question for you. Question: have we got any questions for? Moss, we've got a question here for you. What was the last time you went to Wembley with Wolves?
1974, wasn't it?
That's a lie.
When was it then?
It was 5 years ago.
5 years ago. Well, I forget the now. Yeah, 5 years ago, we went to the semi final. Sorry, David. Yeah.
In the semi final.
Against Watford, I had forgot.
Yeah, we want to forget that one as well, don't we? Now, Dad, if Wolves don't get Europe, do you think in some ways that's a good thing? Because, you know, the squad isn't quite ready for Europe. Because some people are saying, are we ready to cope with extra games in Europe?
Well, they've got to get some more players in. That's what they've got to do.
In the summer, hopefully that will happen.
Well, will it happen now, David?
Yes, it will. They're definitely going to be players coming in the summer.
Who are they going to get rid of?
Well, I'm going to ask you that question. If you were to pick one player to go out of Neto, Ryan Aitnouri, Joe Gomez, or Cunha, if there was one of those that you would let go, who would it be?
Neto.
Can I ask you the reason why?
Well, he seems to be injured all the while, you know. We get more money for him as well.
So that's kind of...
Well, that's what the paper talk is, you know, but I think...
No one cares about the paper talk. All they care about is the magic talk.
Well, the magic...
That's all they care about. So I think...
Unless he's happy enough to be stopping
Wolves,
but I mean...
Well, he is happy enough to stop a Wolves, but there is an argument to be said that Pedro Neto's been at Wolves for 5 years, but we've only had him on the pitch for 50% of the time because he's been injured all the time, so we've only had two and a half years' worth out of him.
That's what I'm just saying.
He does seem to pick up injuries a lot.
Yeah, he's a decent player.
So if there was one out of them four to go, you'd go Pedro Neto.
Yeah, Pedro Neto.
I think I'd agree with you. On his day, he's absolutely brilliant and unplayable, but you've got to get him on the pitch every game, and he doesn't seem to be able to do it.
He puts his heart and soul into it, David, but he gets injured, don't we? But everybody knocks him down, don't they? They all have two or three blokes on him all the time, and that's what, you know.
That's okay, because he can take these
players.
That's
what it is, but he should, you know, that's why he's a good player, but I don't know.
So if you're going to say, Dad...
I'm still saying Pedro, anyway.
Where are Wolves going to finish... At the end of this season, what position?
Oh, top 10.
What position? 10th? 9th?
Yeah, I'll say 10th, that'll do. Long as I'm in the top 10, I bother.
You're not bothered? So you're not bothered about getting to Europe?
Well, the top 10 is Europe, eh?
No.
Oh, well, top 8 then.
Top 7's guaranteed.
Is it?
8, maybe.
Well, David, they probably learned the lesson. They would have learned the lesson from that game. But do they? I mean, they all thought we was going to Wembley. Everybody said we were off to Wembley, but the players should have known better.
They should have known better. Every time he said that, they should have known.
I agree with you, David.
I agree with you. Yeah. That's his other saying, and 2-0.
2-0, well, that's likely. But I'm disappointed. All the Wolves fans are disappointed because we all thought we were going to Wembley, but the players should have known better.
They should have known better.
I don't want to talk in because I'm really upset about it, really.
Because
I was really thought we were going to Wembley, and everybody else thought, but the players thought, they just seem to stop working. I think they was tired. I don't know. I don't know what was the matter with them.
Well, we had a lot.
They thought they were we're going to Wembley and that's it. And they seemed to. That's what I think. They should have kept hold of that ball when they got 2-1 up, and that was
should have managed the game better.
Yeah, should have managed the game better. But that's football, right?
That's football. The joy and the pain.
Good side. Obviously, don't get me wrong. But I mean, Wolves should have done better.
They should have done better.
Them championships, and we probably Premier.
Dad. But we did have half our team out. We had no attack. And Coventry, because we had little pace, they could play 10 to 15 yards further at the pitch because we couldn't hurt them with the pace that we would have had on the pitch. Okay. Had we'd have had Neto and. you know, Kuna would have had Wang. Yeah. They wouldn't have been able to push up so far because we would have exploited the space, but we couldn't do that because Fraser hadn't got the pace. And when he brought Aitnori on further forward, then we had some pace. You're the lad that came on.
You should have been manager.
I think he should have played Aitnori further forward straight from the start.
I agree with that.
Someone's asking, do we think Coventry can beat United? Listen, on any given day, any team can beat anyone. Do I think they will? No.
No.
I just think Lightning doesn't strike twice. They won't have as many injuries. Wembley's a much bigger pitch. Maidstone beat Blackburn in a one-off game, but they didn't do it against Coventry. Lightning don't strike twice, so I don't see it.
No, unfortunately. We should have won, really, but I mean, Man United will beat them.
Probably.
Yeah, they will do, David. I can't see Coventry beating Man United.
I think it'll be a good day out for them, and they've had a great thing, but I think Coventry will also be concentrating on the playoffs as well.
Yeah, of course they will.
So, be
interesting. I'm having a bit of trouble with talk down there. I don't know what's going on, but anyway, I think Man United will beat Coventry.
Probably. They'd be on.
We would beat them 2-1 and get it away.
I know, Dad. You've said that five times now.
Six times.
Apparently there's been some good news about Kuna on Instagram today.
Let me just have a look. He might be playing, won't he?
Let me just have a look. I'll have a look at that. No.
What's the matter with Wang anyway?
He's injured hamstring, isn't it, as well? Oh yeah, Kuna. Oh, he's back in training.
Is that him?
That's Kuna, yeah. Doing a bit of workout, so, you know, hopefully he'll be back. But, like, we could have done with him last weekend, but it is what it is. Okay, we've got another question for you. Connor wants to know, do you think if we had to beat Coventry, would they have a chance to beat United in the semis? I think we'd have beaten United in the semis, to be fair. I think we can beat United. I don't think United...
We've got our top players, we would have done, yeah.
I don't see why not. Moss... Here's another question for you. What's the best Wolves team you've ever seen?
Oh, you know, Johnny Hancock's and Bloody Wrights and all them.
Johnny Hancock's and speak up a bit, Dad.
Johnny Hancock's and Bloody Wrights and all them players are beautiful players. Willie Carr, Kenny Ibby, you know, they're all great players.
They were, Dad.
Yep. Well, they're all good players, isn't it? It was a different ball as well in them days.
A different ball. It was still round, wasn't it, Dad?
It was still round, but it was a bit more bloody leather.
A bit more leather.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Guys, I hope you're enjoying this chat. As I say, there's SOFA score apps there. Download that, scan the QR code, or if you just want to click the link,
the
link's in the description. If you've enjoyed this video chat with me and Magic, just smash it a like. And if you're brand new to us, make sure you hit the subscribe button. What they're going to do.
Oh, you've got to subscribe. Because if you don't subscribe, it gets onto me. He says, it's your fault, he says.
Have you seen Derek, by the way, since the...
No, Derek's... He's gone back in the vets again.
He's really took it bad.
He has took it bad because he thought he was going to Wembley as well.
Derek's taken it. If you don't know who Derek is, you need to subscribe to the channel. Carl says here, smash a like on that video. Absolutely, Dad. Anyway, any final words for everyone?
Look after yourselves and... Just life still goes on. It's a game of football. I'm a bit disappointed we ain't going to Wembley, but that's
next year, Dad.
God willing, yeah.
We keep saying that every year. Next year,
We should have been going this year, but the Wolves. Everybody thought we was going to Wembley, but the Wolves players should have done better.
They should have done better.
But that's the way it goes with you. Life still goes on, so...
This guy, happy birthday to Michael today. Yeah. And also, happy 87th birthday to my old man, Mr. Magic Moss, 87 on Saturday. We're going to have a nice meal.
We're fish and chip shop.
No proper meal. And then we're going to come back and watch the England versus Brazil game.
Is that right?
Oh, you know it's right, Dad, because we talked about it. He likes to play me up.
Okay.
Okay. God bless you all yeah, the best, yeah. And lots of love to you wherever you are in the world. Yeah. I hope you've enjoyed this. Smash a like, subscribe, hit the bell, leave your thoughts in the comment if you're watching it back. Until the next one, from myself, Dazzling Dave, and from the man, the myth, the legend, Magic yeah. Moss.
Look after yourself. Keep smiling.
Always Wolves.
Always Wolves.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates are already booked in for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.